On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome back to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Monday to you. It's Monday, March the 25th. The Sixers have a big game tonight. A couple weeks ago, you probably didn't think it was a big game. But they do. They play the Orlando Magic tonight. The Magic are in ninth place. You know, they're behind the Miami Heat. So this is kind of like a big game for Orlando in regards to, you know, trying to make a playoff push. It'll be a good win. They play the Heat tomorrow. So, you know what I mean? If they win and, you know, possibly win both games, well, you know, they could be in the AFC. Well, so anyway, today I want to talk about the Sixers. you know, I want to know if, you know, let's face it, Sixers won six games in a row. They lost Saturday night to the Atlanta Hawks. You know, they lost 127-125. Trae Young scores the game winner with 0.1 second left on the clock. He takes Jimmy Butler to the hole. So it was a disappointing loss for the Sixers. Now, my question to you is it time to panic? I mean, this is a legitimate question. And I know some people are going to say, you know, Pompey, what are you talking about, Pompey? The Sixers had won. They won six games in a row. They defeated the Milwaukee Bucks. They defeated the Boston Celtics. Okay, so they go into Atlanta, hot Atlanta, as you know. A place that has a lot of distractions. A place that coaches don't really like going there early. Because of the distractions. It's a great nightlife in Atlanta, I might add. So they go in there and they lose. To a team in full rebuilding mode. One game. Could be. One game, Pompey. One game. You can't, like, base everything off of one game. Well, there's been a pattern going on, y'all. This time, the Sixers just basically were unable to overcome it. So when you look back at that six-game winning streak that the Sixers had, you know, I get the Milwaukee one where everybody's going to say how good, you know, Milwaukee is. They beat Milwaukee. But when they were playing the Pacers, the game was 106-89. They pulled away in that one. Good one. When they were playing Cleveland, it was a close game until the end, right? Embiid took over. The same thing with Sacramento. They beat Milwaukee. Embiid doesn't play in Charlotte. It came down to Jeremy Lamb basically missing a layup with 2 seconds left. Tobias Harris grabs the rebound. And he goes down and he makes two foul shots. The Sixers end up winning 118-114. Boston, as good as that win was, they were undermanned. Gordon Hayward didn't play. Marcus Smart got ejected. And Aaron Baines left with an injury. And you look at the Boston squad, and they've kind of been struggling a little bit since then. So when I ask you, is it time to panic? I'm thinking about the totality of their last seven games, not just losing to the Hawks. I don't think it's time to panic. What I do think is, however, is I think that the Sixers need to play. I think a lot of it has to do with guys not really knowing their roles. What Jimmy Butler said is true. Guys thinking that they can show up and just win, which is true. But at the same time, I want to see this group. And I know a lot of it will depend on how well they play or whatever. And I know Brett Brown has to think about the postseason. But this group needs to learn how to play better together. You know, late in game, Embiid wanted to be the guy. I get it. He is the man. I don't think he should have been at the top of the key with the ball in his hands. And then he turns the ball over again. Now, it is the Hawks. You think it's the Hawks. You think you're good enough. You may lack a little focus against that team. But I think the Sixers need to get everything corrected. You know, guys were missing shots. Guys couldn't defend. You know, we can sit here and we can talk about how bad the defense is, how bad the players are on defense. But I think it's a little bit of both. I think that guys are unaware of where they should be due to probably not playing as long as they could have. Because let's face it, before they made this second trade at the trade deadline, the defense was finally starting to get together. Guys were starting to play better. And then you bring in a new group. But how many games have we seen this season where guys are just wide open in the corner and no one runs out to get them? I mean, so is it the scheme? I mean, are guys like saying, no, that's not my man, that's your man. That's not my man, that's your man. Oh, man, bang, three. So that's something that has to be shored up. And that's why I think that these guys need to play. Now, again, if they are able to get up on a team, let's say tonight. I think tonight's game is going to be close, though. But let's just say tonight, if the 76ers are able to get up on Orlando Magic, you know, get up and have a nice, sizable lead against the Magic. Well, then, you know, right then and there, I'll say, like, hey, rest them. Take the starters out. Or, you know, at Minnesota or Dallas. I mean, Brooklyn, I think that's going to be a tough one. But Minnesota and Dallas, do that again. You know what I mean? But I think these guys need to play. Now, that's the only way they're going to get better. That's it. You see, but something else. When you look at the Sixers team, and a good friend of mine, Vinny Goodwill, said this. Right now, the Sixers are a team that, depending on matchup, they're a team that could either go to the conference finals or they could lose in the first round. And it's true. There are two teams in the playoffs that the Sixers don't match up well against at all. The Boston Celtics, we've talked about them for days. And the Brooklyn Nets. I mean, it gets to a point where the Sixers' perimeter defense is so bad to where when a guy gets 32 points, the opposing media hypes it up like, hey, look at my guy, rookie, he got 32 points. After the game, they're talking about Trae Young should be rookie of the year. I mean, he deserves consideration. I don't think he'll get it, though. But to me, it's like, okay, another dude just dug in the Sixers. Another dude was just unstoppable. You see, that's the bad matchup. They have a hard time matching up against quick, athletic guards who can get their own shot. And that's what the Brooklyn Nets are all about. I mean, you have an all-star in D'Angelo Russell who's on fire right now. You have Spencer Dinwiddie, who's a great player when it comes down to facing the Sixers. I think he's good anyway, but I'm telling you, when the Sixers come to town, it's like Spencer's the all-star. So I don't think the 76ers want to match up against a team like that. They'll struggle. Not a good matchup. Now, the thing about Detroit, I think Blake is going to get his. Not mad at him, not mad at Sixers. They give up a lot to Blake. But I think that the guard play could help the Sixers out. I think that the fact that Joel Embiid owns real estate in Andre Drummond's head and will let him know that throughout the series is why the Sixers are best suited for facing them. Detroit Pistons. I mean, I think Embiid will be a beast in that game. I think Jimmy will be a stone cold crusher in that game. And I think the Sixers will win in 4 and 5. And Brooklyn is going to be tough. Tough. And then it's weird, so let's just say this whole thing is about matchups. It seems as if Toronto struggles against Detroit. Now, the Sixers make it to the second round and maintain the third seed, you would think they would most likely have to face Toronto in the second round. I don't like that matchup for the Sixers. I mean, anything could happen. Toronto is notorious for choking in the playoffs. But what if they don't? I'm looking at Siakam, Lowry healthy. I'm just looking at this team. I mean, you just look at how deep they are. You look how they come up in waves. You look at how athletic they are. Serge Ibaka, Marc Gasol, Kawhi, Danny Green. If I'm the Sixers, I'd rather play Milwaukee. But the problem is you don't want to be the fourth or fifth seed. You want to be number three. So it's all going to come down to the Sixers, the guys gelling. It's going to come down to a lot of things. And that for reasons like that is why I think they need to gel together more in the playoffs. I mean, what are they, 7-2? Since all in games where all five starters have played. I mean, 9 games is not a lot. And I know they have 9 more games. And there's going to be times where Embiid is not going to play. Sixers have 2 more back-to-backs. He probably most likely won't play in both of those games during the back-to-backs on back-to-back nights. He'll have to decide between one game or the other. But other than that, the Sixers talking about they may want to rest Jimmy Butler. They may want to rest J.J. Redick. I don't know. At this particular time, depending on the opponent, I think they could lose. Let's face it, they don't get anything out of the bench. Outside of Mike Scott right now and James Ennis. T.J. helps a little bit. Boban. But when it comes down to these guys matching other benches in regards to points per game, they get very little out of that. The bench has been inconsistent. So that's why I think the 76ers need to keep the guys in there and play them. Like I said, you get up big, pull them out. Just make sure that your bench won't lose the lead, but pull them out. I want to thank y'all for listening, and enjoy your Monday. Peace.